Yeah, but what's all this?
What do I mean?
Program? Come on.
You're regular.
Come on, own up. You started saying somebody phoned me in the week and said about the news stories. I phoned you earlier on tonight. Now, come on. Own up.
No, besides you, lots of people have said that about the front page stories. Listen, we're getting obscure now. We mustn't be obscure because there's somebody else listening to this Think about them. Oh, did you hear that? That was an editorial decision taken there, very firmly and very, very soundly by my producer. Decided that Nick was being obscure. Probably right, actually. I spoke to Nick because I sort of spend some time before the programme actually goes on the air, about 10 minutes, casually taking calls to naughty people who try and get through, try and jump the queue before the programme. And I spoke to him there, and he obviously managed to elude the net and get through ahead of time. Naughty, Nicholas.
This is Therese Birch with Night Extra on LBC.
8 minutes past 11, it's Nightline, I'm Adrian Love, and it's time for the Quickfire Quiz.
Who was the station I saw you with last night?
That was the ordinary station. That was...
261.
Also known as LBC.
I'll see you later, Tommy, bye!
Good man. Excellent workout.
Excuse me.
Line three, yes, go on.
I told you to shut back, well, up! If you don't stop drilling, I shall get so angry! So angry, I'm not joking!
Enigmatic. Line four, welcome to... Where did you get that? Oh, come back! That's the Ralph Ravenscroft cut. And boy, did he cut whilst he was recording it. The least said about that, the better. Rod, Jane and Freddie and the greatest saxophonist in the Western world were on that jingle. I was there in the studio. I was breathing in the fumes of their talent.
Twenty-nine minutes past 4 o'clock, Tara Jeffers with LBC News.
I don't know why, I find it quite exciting. It gives me a bit of a tingle, makes me shirt run up my back like a Venetian blind.